Think about it for a moment. You'll realize that what we're experiencing today is no different than what the Patriots experienced back in the 1770s. Think about it. We have a government that is overreaching its authority on all levels. We've got a government that is taxing us at nearly 50% of everything that we make. And now, in New York City and other liberal states, no, they're not asking you to quarter British soldiers. They're asking you to quarter illegal aliens. So tell me, what's the difference between then and now? Well, the difference is we have a constitution. A constitution that men and women fought and died for. That says we have the authority, in fact, the responsibility, to repeat what our founding fathers did whenever we get in the same exact situation. So let me ask you, what's the difference between a tyrannical government that's in London or one that's in D.C.?
Spitting some fires. We fire things up. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Whenever you're listening, I'm Tommy.
I'm Bear.
And we are the Unrefined Guys. Two guys who know a little bit about a whole lot of things. That guy's always got such amazing takes.
He does.
He's always so cool and level-headed. He's almost like the Paul Harvey of TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's another guy out there that is a lot like him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got this really deep voice. And he's been on, I think, Tucker and a few other shows. But he's got some really good takes also. All that
Sorry.
Noise is
Technical
Tommy.
Technical difficulties.
It's coming through my microphone.
Tommy got a little discombobulated this morning and didn't have his microphone set up.
Time change fucked me up, right? Usually people only get screwed up on the time change when you fall back.
Yeah.
Oh, not me.
Oh, no. No, spring forward is way worse because you're losing an hour.
Oh,
and
my God. So I set
where to
my,
go?
I set my alarm. I worked till late last night. I've been training this girl, and every night I've been late. And so I come home, I change, I'm going right to bed because I know I'm getting up early, we're going to record. That's what we do. And I set my alarm, and I had used, iPhone, you've got like 32 different alarms you can use or more. And I set it on one of the settings that was normally set for something else. And so I didn't think anything of it. I didn't look at it. I should have paid attention. It was only scheduled to go off on Thursday. So I wake up 15 minutes after y'all were kind of suggested to be here and panicked. So that's how my morning started.
Panic because we weren't here?
Just panic because I'm looking at the phone. I'm completely confused. Like, how in the hell is it this late? Like, I knew it was a little late. I knew I woke up a little bit past when I needed to. But according to my watch and according to this freaking time change thing, I woke up an hour and 15 minutes late instead of 15 minutes late.
I'm sorry.
No, but I did wake up late.
Obviously, it fucked with me too because we were late getting here.
Which never happens. If I tell Bear 11:30, he shows up at 11:10 and he's like, "You said 11:30.
That may have been my fault this morning.
So last night, before I drift off, I text Bear and I'm like, "Let's shoot for 11:30-ish.
Yeah.
I don't think I use the ish.
Kind of.
Yeah, probably. It's always implied when I send a time. Yeah. It's just implied. If I send you a time, if I don't say time certain, if I say ish or just leave it blank, it assume ish.
Yeah.
Unless I say, nope, time certain, this is what we have to do. When I say time certain, that's what it means.
There's only been one time where it's been time certain.
Right.
And that was when we had to take off. Yeah, that's when we had to take off to Kentucky was
right,
certain.
Right. And then our interviews that we had for specific times. But those are the only times. And God willing, we'll never have to do those too much.
Well, here's the thing. Our listeners don't know exactly what time we do this until now.
Well, now it's just they're like, okay, it's about noon-ish.
So, they don't know. We could be doing it at midnight-ish, So
we have recorded shows that late.
But they didn't need to know all that.
No.
As far as they know, as long as we get it at 6 a.m., we're good.
Speaking of screwing things up last week, somebody forgot to press send when they entered the members-only show. That was me.
Oops.
So our members didn't get a members-only show, and only one of them noticed.
Right.
That was humorous to me. I just thought.
Oh, well, yeah, he was very.
All of those members, and he was like, only one of them went, hey, wait a minute. Where's my Thursday fix?
Yeah. Mary did notice. She's like, he didn't really like that episode, did he?
What?
She thought you were just not going to put it out there because she didn't like it.
Most of the time this helps me, but there's certain times that my routine screws me. When we finish up, we record everything before we drop it.
Yeah.
Well, I did a few things last week that changed that.
Yeah.
So while we were at your house, I converted two of the three shows. And then when I got home, I converted the final show.
Right.
Usually the conversions take about, if I do all three of them, they take about 15 to 30 minutes, depending on the size of the show. So I converted the Friday show when I got home, and then I loaded it up into the computer, put everything up together, and uploaded the same way I always do, Monday show, the midweek talk, yeah, and then Friday. Well, I have to upload the Monday show twice, and I have to upload the Friday show twice because if members, they get Monday show on Sunday, they get Friday show on Thursday. Well, I did that, and for whatever reason, I downloaded Friday's show Friday, forgetting about the members show. And I thought, well, you dumbass, you forgot to upload the members only. So I went back and then did the members only show. And there's a particular button that you have to push. So once you get all your information entered, you schedule an episode to drop at a certain time. Once you schedule it, you have to hit that button again. I didn't hit that button again. So when I opened my screen up, when I got home at 1:30 on Friday morning, Thursday night, it was there still. Oops. Just waiting to continue its journey on the interwebs.
Kind of like when you send a message to somebody, you're like, why haven't they responded back? Especially, I sent that like a week ago. Why haven't they responded?
You send a good message that you put a lot of effort into, like, right? You know, and you put like, thought.
And you see them, like, and you're like, dude, why didn't
not
you
talk to me about this?
Right? Yep. And then you open up your phone and like, oh, I didn't push the same button.
Do you often admit it to them when you do that?
I
do, because I call them out, and I'm like, what the hell?
I'll only admit it if there was like, you know, if there was a conversation going on. But sometimes you'll have, oh, hey, I need to see you. And it wasn't a conversation starter. It was nothing. It was just, I'm going to get this out there. And I'll put tons of effort, tons of thought into it. And then you'd be like waiting. And then about an hour or two later, you're like, seriously?
Like, why is it still green?
This was like an important message and you're not even responding.
A lot into that. No response. And I'll open my phone and see that it's still sitting and typed and go, oh, that's why.
Damn it.
The only one that could have responded at this point is me.
Yep.
Because it's on my phone.
Yep.
Yeah, I've done that a few times.
Well, a lot of bullshit happened over this past week.
Yes, sir.
Nothing that really was important. But,
no, not really.
Nothing that hasn't already happened before.
100 times. Well, at least 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So the State of the Union came to be. I was shocked that it happened. I didn't think he was going to do one.
Oh, okay.
But Speaker of the House Johnson invited Biden to come and give a State of the Union. Apparently, Biden didn't get the memo. He thought it was a campaign speech. And he thought that just happened it was going to be at the Capitol building in front of a bunch of lawmakers. So he proceeded to step on stage and just give a campaign speech. He didn't say once. Well, let me rephrase that. At the end of the speech, he said, so the State of the Union and the United States, and whatever.
It's great.
It's great. For what? You. You got somebody wiping your ass and changing your diaper. You have people buying your food for you. You have people that drive you around and you don't have to put gas in your car. So, yeah, for you, it's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
But for the rest of us.
And everybody else in that little building.
That's true, too. You know, and so you watch this thing, and I didn't watch it, thankfully. I've seen the videos and, you know, the clips of speeches, and I'm just like, you know, I don't remember what I was listening to the State of the Union. I wasn't watching it. And I don't remember what broadcast I was watching from, but one of the commentators made some comment about Kamala Harris doing all those squats there, standing
horrible.
Up, sitting down, standing up, sitting down.
Yeah, she was his hype man. I'm telling you.
She had to be, right?
That is her job.
So she does all that standing up, and somebody in that commentary said something. Well, she's got to keep those legs tight because she's going to need a job after November, right? And I thought, Jesus, yeah, that was brutal.
Brutally honest.
But God, talk about truth-telling on the TV. That doesn't happen too often. So what did you think of the speech overall?
Well, it was the regurgitated speech that he's given over the years.
150%.
It's the same thing he said every year.
There was a few things that I found
odd. I mean,
odd.
He tweaked it a little bit to fit the narrative, but the fact that he started the speech not even talking about America. His first thing he talked about was Ukraine.
Ukraine, right?
Yeah.
That pissed me off.
Yeah.
Well, isn't this the State of the Union, not the state of your money laundering business?
Right.
I mean...
Well, I saw this one commentary, and it made me scratch my head and think about it for a second. So they went after Trump because he made a phone call to Ukraine, to, you know, Russian whatever.
Interference.
He went, he called, is this true? Yeah, basically, what his phone call was to Ukraine, is this true?
Can you look into this really happen?
Yeah. So they go after him for that.
Yep.
And what's funny is now we're... funding a war in Ukraine, so it kind of makes you think.
No, it didn't make me think. It made me go, he was fucking right. That's why they impeached him.
Yep.
Okay, well, you guys, we brought this up on the cherry picking of Biden's State of the Union speeches.
Okay.
It's going to be a live mic just because I it's necessary for our commentary, and if we jump off the rails, man, it's not our fault. It's a Biden speech.
For too many decades, we imported products and exported jobs. Now, thanks to what you've all done, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs. Now, instead of importing foreign products and exporting American jobs, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs.
Bullshit.
Build the economy 22. From the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top down. To build an 23. Economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top
I guess
down.
24 is
build
coming.
An economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. We're the only nation on earth
22.
That has always turned every crisis we faced into an opportunity. We're the only
23.
Country that has emerged from every crisis we've ever entered stronger than we got into it.
And
dear,
22.
COVID-19 no longer need control our lives. Today, COVID no longer controls 23. Our lives. The pandemic 24. No longer controls our lives. The only nation
22.
That can be defined by a single word, possibilities. Actually, I can
23.
Define it in one word, and I mean this. Possibilities.
I mean
possibilities.
That. I mean that.
24. I'm a capitalist.
22.
Look, I'm a capitalist.
23.
I'm a capitalist.
24.
I'm a capitalist. Let's pass the Pro Act.
22.
Pass the Pro Act.
23.
Pass the Pro Act.
24. You get the
point.
This goes on for another 2.5 minutes.
So when all the talking heads on Communist News Network and MSDNC.
Jesus. I thought they were fluffers on a porn site.
Right,
I'm going to
exactly.
be honest.
They were like, this is the greatest, most inspirational speech he's given. And I'm like, wait.
No.
I didn't feel inspired at all.
No, I felt more scared than ever.
All I heard was, if you don't believe in this administration's
right.
direction and policies, we're coming for you.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
You almost flat out said that. And the fact that he went after the Supreme Court while they're sitting in front of him.
I got to be honest. Look,
I was like, that's a dumb move, bro.
Trump kind of tiptoed around admonishing the Supreme Court in one of his speeches, and he was blasted for
right.
it in the media.
Right.
Rightfully. The Supreme Court should be a non-political party.
Yeah, partisan.
Right. It shouldn't be a political push. Unfortunately, it is.
Yeah.
But as we saw in a 9-0 ruling just last week,
they can agree.
They can agree and they can do things on a bipartisan level, as they should. When he attacked them, he basically said, we're coming after you.
Yeah.
He just told the American people, if I don't get my way,
mm-hmm.
I will stack the Supreme Court, and then we will go from 9 to 13, and that's not good.
No.
It's a bitch, and we better be ready for it. As far as political speeches go,
Well, like you said, it wasn't a State of the Union. It was a campaign speech.
Definitely not. I thought it was amusing that they didn't change the time. So he was supposed
to
start
his bedtime.
Well, way past his bedtime. He was supposed to start at 9, didn't leave the White House until just about 5 or so after 9. Then he gets held up by some pro-Palestinian protesters who they glad-handed and pretty boyed and patted, "Would you please get out of the way?" And they did. So then as he walks in, this motherfucker is taking selfies with people.
Yeah.
They are treating him like he's some celebrity status bullshit.
Yeah. Well, and it's with people. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I was flabbergasted. I'm like, this is like your own entourage stopping to take us. Oh, I can't believe I'm here with the president. Like, you all work in Congress. You have every opportunity to make an appointment with the man and go and talk to him.
Visit with him. Yeah.
You don't need to.
Then my favorite time when he was walking in is when he saw Marjorie Taylor Greene.
That was beautiful.
And he got that taken aback kind of look.
Oh, that fart got away from me look on his face. Yeah. Then she handed him a button that said Lake and Riley on it.
And he asked her, she asked him to say her name.
And he fucked that up.
Yep.
While he's holding a pin that says her name right on it, he says Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
And you know what everybody in the media was pissed about? Not that he said her name wrong. Not that Marjorie Greene got to him, not that he caved to her, which is what he did.
Yeah.
That he called the poor man who is alleged to have killed her.
Right.
That he called him an illegal.
He apologized for that.
He is not illegal. Nobody's illegal. Bullshit. You're not an undocumented shopper when you steal something from the grocery store. You are not an undocumented visitor when you burgle somebody's house. You're fucking illegally breaking in.
Well, just by crossing the border illegally,
illegally. Illegally here, and therefore your immigrant status is not legal, thereby being illegal. Thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
I mean... So I agreed with the president when he said that. I was like, all right, you know. And
heck yeah. That was the only thing he said right.
To be honest, there was a couple things that he said, which he had said before, that I kind of okay with. The ideas that he had for certain things.
Oh, sure.
Exactly.
Sure.
What, I was like, you know, that would work. It could work if we can get it done right. You know,
send me the bill and I'll close the border.
That's
how
the one
about
that
you just have your Homeland Security people just allow them to do their job.
Well, it's funny because he's like, if you send me the bill, then we can put this many agents on the border.
We don't need agents.
The union president for the Border Patrol has said, we don't need more agents. We just need you to let us do our fucking job.
That's all we need. That's it. Yeah. That's all. And you know, it's all politics because they send this border protection bill. And there's billions of dollars for Ukraine, and there's billions of dollars for Israel. There's billions of dollars for everywhere else around this world except America. Oh, and then there's a couple billion in there for the border.
Yeah.
You know, like it's an afterthought.
Well, yeah.
But they call that the border protection.
It was like double-digit billions for Ukraine, double-digit for Israel, double-digit for Taiwan. And then it was like $8 billion for the border.
Somebody had said
I don't know if that was a number, but it was you know,
it was less than that, actually. It was like $2 or $4 billion for the border. Somebody said that I was having a conversation, and I don't remember with who it was now, of course, because my memory's shot. Somebody said that they thought that the border debacle that exists is probably a purposeful thing. And I think we talked about it last week, where these people are being brought in to shore up the Democrat base because some of your bigger metropolitan cities are allowing these people to vote in municipal elections. And I said that doesn't have anything to do with voting per se, because the more bodies that are in a place, you notice when the government sends these people to other places around the country because Texas is fucking tired of them.
Well, you notice where they're sending them.
Yeah, they're sending them to the blue cities. They're sending them to the blue states, California, New York, Michigan, Ohio, Colorado. Why are they doing that? Well, they're trying to get more congressional seats. So when the 2030 census comes in, because
we get more delegates.
Congress said, Trump, no, you can't. You have to count illegals in the census. Yeah. Well, then they're going to get more representative. Well, if those new representatives aren't representing the illegal immigrants, who are they representing? Well, they're going to represent their buddies. Yeah. And who's going to vote for them? Democrats. So what's that representative going to be? A Democrat. What's it going to do? Give them the control of the House and the Senate.
Right.
I know it seems conspiratorial. That's exactly what they're doing. And this is the long game, and this is where the Democrats are always going to kick the Republicans' asses.
Oh, yeah.
And until the Republicans pull their head out of their butt and realize that this is not a one – the Republicans are only focusing on the next election. That's it.
The Democrats, they're not playing the long game.
Yeah, the Democrats are looking at the presidential elections in the 30s. And the 40s, and how are they going to get there and control it so that they can take it back so that the Republicans right. will never have it again? And we're getting to that point. The only way we can fix it is to encourage our Congress people to vote properly. I can't remember which show it was, but they had it was Culture War last week. Tim Pool had a bunch of congressional staffers on the show. If you haven't listened to that, it will make your head spin. It's funny in some places, but they tell how Washington, D.C. really truly works. And it's disgusting.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised there.
If we ran a business the way that our government is run,
we'd be kicked out of New York.
We definitely would be. Well, no, we'd be welcome to New York and arms wide open.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
If we ran our business the way that our government is run, it is illegal to the highest degrees, and we'd end up in prison. But when our government does, I would love to sit and talk about it. This was the first time I'd ever heard the way this was laid out. Those people who stand in their districts and say, I want to change the swamp, 99% of them mean it when they're on the stump. And when they finally win and they get to Washington, D.C., they have handlers that are there specifically to show them the ropes. And if you want a position in one of the high chairman positions, right. or if you want to just sit on a committee, the National Republican, the pack that the Republican Congress uses basically brings you in and says, okay, you want to sit on this committee and this committee. Well, this is an A-plus committee. This is how the committees are rated, A-plus, A, B-plus, B, C. And I don't think there's a C-plus. C committees don't have a whole lot of pool. Oddly enough, Veterans Affairs, not a committee. It's not a desired place to be. But if you want to sit in one of those committees, the powers that be look at you and say, okay, so you want to be on the Armed Services Committee. Well, if you can cut us a check for, say, $250,000, we'll consider it. Your entire...
So bribery. And
basically. Your entire worth in Congress right. is on how much you can fundraise.
So if you were in construction and you were trying to get a permit for whatever, they're basically the same concept. If you have to bribe the permit holder or whatever, then you can get your
exactly.
shit done.
Well, and all they're saying is if you want a spot on that committee for a $250,000 check, we'll consider it. Matt Gaetz.
You may not get it.
Yeah, Matt Gaetz told the story because Matt Gaetz is one of a few congresspeople who has refused PAC money. All of Matt Gaetz's money is small donor money, $250 or less. He has a lot of support. He walked in telling them he wanted to be on two different committees, and they looked at him and said, well, for $250,000, we'll consider it. And he said, all right, well, what if I cut you a check right now for $500? Well, for $500, you'll get this committee, that committee, and that committee. He pulls out the checkbook, writes it out, and says, okay, and turned around and walked out. Matt Gaetz is one of the, approximately 20 that's in the Freedom Caucus?
Yeah.
This is why our government doesn't work, because bribery and bullshit is encouraged, and is not, as a matter of fact, it's less than encouraged, but it's the only way to make things happen.
Yeah. Well,
it's disgusting.
We've known for years that bureaucrats are the ones that are actually running the country.
Bureaucrats and lobbyists, yeah.
They're not the congressmen and the senators aren't the ones that are actually making policies. No. It's the bureaucrats and the lobbyists.
I got to tell you, when I was done listening to that, my blood was boiling.
No, I haven't even listened to it, and I'm frustrated.
It was great pissed. Though because I guess I always had this hope that what we did at the ballot box actually mattered, and it would, but what controls everything? Money. Yeah, you want to stay here and maybe someday get your signature piece of legislation passed, you need to play ball. If you don't want to play ball, then we'll run people against you. We'll fund people to run against you. We'll do all this, and we'll dump a ton of money like we saw in 2020. You had the Democrat National Committee paying huge sums of money to run candidates against MAGA candidates. And in many cases, they purposely propped up the MAGA candidate because they knew they could beat that person with the Democrat Party that was coming in. It's disgusting. What I heard in that show, that's called the Culture War podcast with Tim Pool. Set aside what you think about Tim Pool, though.
Yeah.
And just listen to this show. And you only need to listen to about the first hour and a half, because in the last half hour, he does his standard Tim Pool thing.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not bashing Tim. I listen to him a lot, but Tim likes to talk about himself a little too much.
Yeah.
And so, of course,
it's kind of where I'm in and out listening to his show because of his attitude.
I'd like to say I've been able to tune it out, but... You know, at some point,
it's annoying. Yeah,
it does. It really kind of starts to grind on you because he's able to derail a conversation and make it about him.
Oh yeah.
And look, he's successful. He came from nothing and he built himself a great little niche, and that's awesome.
He forgot where he came from, though.
He has forgotten where he came from a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
and that's the way I took this State of the Union was that this guy has no clue what's going on outside of D.C.
I don't think he has any clue.
Well, right. You're right. I agree with you there. But that set aside, his administration has no clue what the rest of America is going through.
Correct.
He has no fucking clue. You know, it's not easy out here. And, you know, you have it easy, like you were saying. The president has it easy because he doesn't have to do a fucking thing.
Yeah, the rich people are general.
Yeah.
Most of those people in D.C., they don't have to worry about what we're dealing with.
Right. So... That was a big takeaway I got from the State of the Union. It was like, this guy is, he has no clue. He's an idiot, period.
That's the only thing, idiot, that I could come up with that we would probably be safe with, is idiot.
That's why I stick to that word.
But we can say retard now?
He's definitely diminished capacity.
I like that, too. Politically correct diminished capacity.
I felt like it was obvious that somebody had made him take a nap before and given him his ginkgo. So that
I'm not
going to
lie. If you go back and you know, if you're into self-flagellation or whatever, and you listen to this speech again, note the moment he finally starts the actual speech. Note 20 minutes into the speech, and then note 35 minutes. You will see, and if you're tracking it that way, you'll watch when he falls off the cliff.
Yes.
Because he started out fiery.
Yeah, he did.
He started out energetic.
Yeah.
He started out in typical Biden fashion, slurring every other word, but... He started out on fire, but at the 20-minute mark, I watched him start to go, oh, boy. And then at 35, fucking done. He was finished. His eyes were blank. He was just, listen, if I wanted to get yelled at, I'd cuss in front of my mom, okay?
Yeah.
I don't want my president screaming at me. And when he whispered, I thought somebody is in this man's ear going, get away from that microphone. Get away from the microphone. Somebody better be fired for that speech.
What? It's the same speech like we've just played.
Right. Well, and that video, that soundbite, that goes on for another like two and a half minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just
there's
back
so
and
much
forth.
Evidence of him saying the same thing for the last three, 4 years.
He gets these little catchphrases and he just sprinkles them throughout the speeches.
And if you go into whitehouse.gov, and you can, because they put the speech right up, and it's the same speech from last year. It's the same speech as the year
before. They just rearranged some of the
well, they
the,
have the to words. Update it, yeah. You know, for some of the policies and the stuff that is going on now, but the meat of the speech is the same.
For the listeners who didn't listen, I'll give you the gist of the speech. Y'all can fill in the blanks where I maybe miss a few things. Ukraine needs more money. If we don't fund Ukraine, it's a threat to our democracy. Israel needs to be protected. If we don't fund Israel, it's a threat to our democracy. Taiwan needs to be protected. If Taiwan isn't protected, it's a threat to our democracy. If you don't vote a particular way, the Democrat way, you are a threat to our democracy. If you vote for Trump, you're a threat to our democracy. Thank you. Have a good night. The state of our union is pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh, but wait, we're going to make corporations pay their fair share.
Yeah, we've heard that for Buck. I think when he ran in the primary in 2007 against Barack, I think that was one of his platforms, wasn't it?
Well, and
we're going to make the rich pay their fair share. How many times did he say fair share?
Well, it's if you go to
the text
again, whitehouse.gov.
Do you remember the controversy several years ago when you'd go to whitehouse.com? Go ahead and just plug in whitehouse.com. I don't know if it's still up.
I don't
up.
Know if I want to go there.
Used to be. Have you not seen it?
I don't.
This isn't not so. What's it?
Not family friendly.
You're safe here. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, it's not like we're on a.
We're not business, tracking your internet.
A business network or anything. I don't know if it's still there.
Whitehouse.com. It's just showing what states voted for Trump versus Biden. No.
When you used to go to whitehouse.com, it was a porn site.
Okay.
Mm. Whoever bought that URL way back in the day knew what they were doing. And for years, whitehouse.com was a porn site. Well, prior to, this was when the internet was new and all they had was .coms. It's before the .orgs, the .govs and all of that. So somebody owned whitehouse.com and the White House had to come up with something different. He refused to sell it. And as soon as he knew they were putting up a website for the White House, he made it a porn site so people would be sent to this porn site, and apparently he made a shit ton of money.
I don't doubt it.
So
now the top heading across is White House Beta, free election betting site.
You know,
they're not crooked enough. We're going to let them bet on themselves.
Well, I got to tell you,
hybrid model incorporating both betting and poll results in one site.
There was a poll result. There was a betting site. I can't remember which one it was that had odds on what Biden might say, what time it would start, what time it would end. The over unders on a lot of things.
How many times he was going to blame Trump?
Yep. How many times he'd say Trump's name? He did not say Trump's name one time.
Nope. He said my predecessor.
What a fucking dickhead! If I don't say it, it won't happen. It doesn't exist. If it's like a dog who shits on the floor. If I don't look at you, you don't know I did that. Well, I know it wasn't my youngest because he's 19. There'd have been a lot more peanuts in there if it would have been him, you know? Listen, we've got two dogs in the house.
Right.
We had a Roomba for a while, and then when I read this horror story, I thought, no, I'm not using that anymore.
Yeah, no.
Because a dog will shit on the floor, and it just drags that thing everywhere. I don't want any part of that.
It's bad enough when you step in.
Give a nice coating across the entire floor.
Yeah, you know, I'm just like, nope, we'll run it upstairs. The dogs are, you know,
where it's safe,
tucked away, and I'll put it upstairs where it's safer. Yeah, so there's a betting site on just all sorts of things. How many times he'd say Trump, how many times, if he would make up a new word like Truman Shaman of Depression, whatever that one was, or the thing.
Yeah.
Just bets on all of these things. There was one that there was a bet that he would not make it to the end of the speech because he'd fall out.
I was wondering about that myself.
You said, at one point you could see that it was shutting down.
Oh yeah, he was running out of gas and it was going quick.
That was kind of why I watched it in the first place. I haven't watched it State of the Union in years. I'm like, I want to see the wreck. It was kind of like watching a car race
or a train.
I want to see the wreck.
I, you know.
Yeah, that's why we used to watch NASCAR.
Yeah, that's what got us started in NASCAR.
Nobody gave a shit about the car turning left. We wanted to see the one turn right.
In front of everybody else.
Right in front of everybody or right into the wall. One of the two. That was all we cared about. That was
always
that's
why you best. Go to races, that's, man. Come on.
That's the best part about those quarter-mile tracks.
Same thing why you go to hockey. You want to see the fight, right?
I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out. That's what I expect.
Exactly. But,
man, we had the NFL's pussified. We have used the pussified word more times in the last three weeks.
It fits what's going on.
I just don't know that I have the capacity to put up with another 4 years of this bullshit.
Yeah.
However, I still am willing to put money on it. Biden will not be the overall eventual nominee.
We still got a few months before that.
Everybody's like, well, it's too late. No, it's not.
No?
No.
8 months in politics is a lifetime.
Oh, it's too long.
Yeah, it is a lifetime. You know, Nikki, by the way, dumb bitch, finally got her head popped out of her ass.
Yeah.
She's
trying to go into this other third party thing.
Oh, is she looking at that too?
Yeah.
Jesus. Manchin said, no, nah, not doing it. Who's the other lurch looking son of a bitch? Romney. He's leaving too. He's not going after it yet.
Yeah.
Listen, what's bound to happen is you've got RFK Jr., you've got Trump, and whoever the Democrats eventually put in there.
Right.
And I'm not 100% convinced yet that it won't be Gavin.
Oh, no. There's more and more Gavin talk.
Well, that's because Obama came out, Michael, whatever you believe. I don't believe the Michael thing. I just want to be clear on that.
No, it's just funny.
Yes, she's an ugly woman.
She's
an uglier man.
Package down there.
She's got something down there, but, you know.
Yeah, well.
Either way, if she was Michael, good on her for living her
best life.
How
come there's never
any
pictures of her pregnant? That's my
question. Yeah, you know, there was something something funny about that. There was a lot of chatter about that this week. And the reason being is she came out. Let me use that terminology.
Hold on.
Her staff announced, I should say, that she has zero interest in running for White House. She does not want to live that life again. She didn't like it, and she doesn't want to be part of it. Here's how I felt that translated. About a year ago, they had a chef who died of mysterious circumstances, and it came out later that Barack was, in fact, at the house when this happened. And people have started to speculate that old Barry maybe likes a little blow and blow, you know? Whatever.
There was someone that reported he provided both.
Yeah, you know, I watched that
is
guy.
Incredible?
I forget
I
his
know.
Name.
Yeah. A taxi driver. He
was a Lyfter, Uber driver, something. A meth addict, self-professed,
right.
A convict. But he came out and said, can you find this guy's name? He came out. Have you heard this?
Yeah.
So this clown comes out. He came out when Barack was running the first time, and everybody blew him off. Well, wait a minute.
Everybody ignored him.
Well, not everybody blew him off, but he claimed that Barack blew him off.
Yeah.
But everybody ignored him.
That he was a regular passenger.
Yeah, he would go. They would stop when Barack was in Chicago or somewhere,
he would pick
him up, and they would smoke crack together, and then do weird,
adult things.
Activities.
Yes.
Same-sex adult activities. And so about 6 or 8 months ago, he was on somebody else's show. I can't remember who it was. Tucker, I think. And they interview him, and I watched it. Do I believe he's credible?
It's hard to tell.
I took it as he's honest. He owned his addictions.
Sure.
And his problems with the law and stuff like that. So you got to take it with a grain of salt,
sure.
You know.
I mean, as I typically
But he's not
do,
the only one that's
right.
made these claims.
As I typically do, what is this guy's end game? What does he benefit? Excuse me, from coming out and saying, I was Barack's lover.
He gets his 50 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So Michelle comes out. Now, there's a lot of rumor and
speculation. She hasn't come out
that way. She's not told us that she used to be Michael. Again, I don't believe this. It's just fucking funny to hear it. People are saying, for those who are confused at this point, people are alleging that Michelle Obama is a transvestite man. let me rephrase that, a transvestite woman, that she's a biological male. I don't believe that per se, but God, there's some things that make you go, I could see why people would think that. As Bear stated a minute ago, have you ever seen a picture of Michelle Obama pregnant?
That's why I want.
Go ahead and Google it.
You can't.
You
find
won't
them.
Find it. And one of the Obama girls, I think it was Malik, has changed her name legally and taken the Obama off of it.
Oh, really?
She's just Malik.
Wow, like Cher?
Kind of, yeah. I don't think she's going to turn back time or anything. She's probably going to smoke some weed, but, you know, whatever. There's a rumor that the Obama girls are actually, it's Barry something, isn't it?
The guy?
Yeah. Just put crackhead blows Obama. See what it comes up with. Just put crackhead alleges.
We've all seen
blue
it, though.
Obama.
I mean, there's like three other people.
Yes, two or three. Yeah,
yeah. There was another one that said that he used to come into pickup games for basketball. Obama. He
yes.
used to show up, and then after the game,
they'd pick up.
They'd go into the locker room, and you know.
It wouldn't surprise me, but here's the thing. Know. All of these people come out. It. Yeah, I've lost a lot of the fat in my cheeks. I can't grab hold of them like I used to. Could. All of these people come out. If this was a real thing, don't you think more people would have? Because
well, I think Trump may have fucked that all up, finding the sure. truth on Obama by the birther thing, you know, yeah, all that crap. You know, and I don't know, some of it's fishy that he, you know.
Sure. Did he or didn't he?
Was he? Wasn't he? You
know, Larry Sinclair.
Larry Sinclair, that's right.
You were close, Barry and Larry.
Barry, Larry. You know. It was Larry, and he was Barry's lover.
Yeah.
Right. Damn, but, I wish but, I was Barry's
you
lover.
You know, of course the media is calling him a
incredible
crackpot.
Well, and
con
artist.
Of course they will.
Look at his teeth, okay?
Yeah. I mean, right. I mean,
all five of them look okay. But the rest of them have been blown out by one
yes.
degree or another.
Yes.
Whether it was banging it on the crack pipe or banging it on another pipe, you lost your teeth.
There's a picture of Barack and another fella. I think it was when they were in college.
Oh, I like that. Who is that? The fella that looks like Michelle?
Michelle, yeah. Yes.
I have seen that, and it's disturbing.
It is so, I mean.
It's so disturbing. Look it up. It's great.
I really like to do facial recognition on that.
Oh, somebody like to do a facial, I bet.
That's not what I'm talking about.
What is the allure of that? Have you seen Bukkake? That's just disgusting.
Wow. That was one hell of an exit ramp we just took.
It wasn't an exit ramp. We were talking about facials. And
I didn't talk about facials.
You avoided it. I'm just curious.
I just said I wanted to do facial recognition.
I don't understand the ending on their face. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Anyway, I don't get it either.
I don't.
It seems very degrading. You know?
Exactly, and I don't. Anyway, yeah, okay. As far as Barack being,
I'll entertain your
or yeah,
thought there for a second.
As far as Michelle being Michael, I doubt it. No, I truly do. Now,
I don't doubt it. I just don't put all my stock into it. You know?
Yeah, okay. That's a better way of putting it.
But she's got beefy arms for a woman.
She's got a hell of a back too.
Yeah, so I'm saying.
Like
she looks like a bodybuilder sometimes, you know?
Do you really think that she wears the pants in that family?
Yes, I do.
What about the boxers?
I don't think she wears any.
And that's why we see that bulge in the front exactly. of the dress once in a while.
I was going to say, watch her walk in a dress. Something's flapping there.
She ain't
you know?
Wearing no draws. Oh, God, we're so fucked.
We're going to get a couple more listeners in D.C.
Yeah, we've got, like, all of a sudden, right?
Ever since Ant came on the show.
Well, he's bumped our Florida numbers.
Yes.
He bumped our D.C. numbers.
Thank you, Ant.
Our Virginia numbers seem to be holding steady.
They're actually going pretty high.
Yeah, I know. I was trying not to freak myself out. But our East Coast D.C. metro area numbers shouldn't be where they are.
No.
Can you imagine? Now, this is just hyperbolic at this point. The staffers driving around listening to our show.
Well, if you are, please reach out to us.
Yeah, and
you can go anonymous.
And,
we don't care.
And tell whoever you're staffing for, to fucking pull their heads out of their asses. Right or left, they don't care. And you tell them Tommy said so. They'll be like, who the fuck is this guy? Tommy, what is he, 13?
And this other fucker named Bear.
He's 13. Oh, great. We've got a gay man named Bear and a 13-year-old named Tommy. They're just trying to run the world. Fuck you. No, we're telling you what we like.
Dude, that was hurtful.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to associate the bear with the homosexual.
Yeah, I didn't really take it that way. I was just fucking around.
Oh, man, I fuck myself up sometimes. So, speaking of retards, to go back to Biden real quick, he gets on this platform, and he screams.
Oh, yeah, that annoyed the shit out of me. I also would give him a little break because it was getting loud.
It was getting elevated. And listen, people were ragging on him because he was stumbling over words. If you don't think, listen, if you haven't watched
Biden speeches,
Joe Biden over the last 4 years, then where have you been?
Yeah.
He stumbles all the time. He's reading a teleprompter. Somebody else is controlling the speed of that teleprompter. So he's trying to take the pauses that are supposed to be taken for effect. He's waiting for applause to stop, and somebody else is controlling the start and stop of that thing. That can become
that would be fun to be very different,
right? But then you've got a guy,
slow down.
Guy who's old, so his eyes are bad anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's gonna stumble.
Plus they don't blink.
Once in a while, they don't. I noticed that. Wow. Like the latest is that this was an imposter wearing a mask. Right. I'm like,
yeah, I don't buy into that one.
Nobody can act that dumb and hit Biden that perfectly. Just can't happen unless it's Biden.
Then you deserve to get paid.
Right, a lot. Look, I don't buy into all that. Do presidents have doubles? Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah, that's been known for years.
Secret Service has quietly not said that they have.
Yeah.
Okay. But
ever since Johnson.
Yeah. Was it before Johnson?
After Kennedy
was assassinated. And you're right. I think you're right. It was Johnson.
Because we didn't have Secret Service until Lincoln was assassinated.
Right.
Then they started the Secret Service. And then after Kennedy's assassinated, then they started doing the body doubles.
Can you imagine being Lincoln going, hey, I have an idea.
It's right there on the wall.
Just toss this out there. The only two open-minded presidents we've ever had, Lincoln and Kennedy. Neither one of them stuck it out. God, we're assholes.
Well, that was funny.
Hilarious.
That's just wrong.
Speaking of fucked up, did you see the Republican rebuttal?
Yes.
What was her name?
Katie Brett.
Katie Brett from Alabama. Brett. Now, look, it is a custom.
This is where we're going to disagree.
It's a custom thing for the opposing party to put up a rebuttal.
Yes.
The last
usually
time,
it's the speaker.
Right. So, well, either the Speaker of the House or majority or somebody who is up and coming in the party. Yeah. This lady's not, and I'm not saying she's not good at what she does. I don't know her. But she's nobody yet.
She's a freshman.
She's a freshman. They put her in a kitchen.
Supposedly her kitchen.
Now think about this.
I didn't know if I would.
I don't know if it was. But
I mean, the cool part is her when she moved, her chair creaked, so it was kind of real.
It was real, that's for sure. What are the Republicans always being chided for by the left? You want your women barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. So as soon as that went up, I went, no, they didn't.
Yeah.
So the first thing they do is they set her in the kitchen setting, right? Okay. Then I'm like, God, this better be good.
I get that, but that's not what I thought when I saw her.
That's exactly what I thought. Was,
I didn't think.
Oh,
that
let's put the Republicans just want you in the kitchen.
After sex,
I do. Yeah, because you should make me a sandwich. But that's it. I don't think you should live there. And this whole barefoot and pregnant thing, I saw it. Not that great. I don't know why people would think, well, let's just keep them that way. I don't want it.
No, I get what you're saying on that one, but when it came to the content, I didn't think it was as pandering.
Listen, the content itself was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad.
I love the fact that her first 10, 15 minutes were about the United States.
Okay, fair. What I hated about it was that they coached her.
No, I don't deny that.
And they overcoached her. And she's an overachiever.
Okay. Yeah. Okay,
and she made that speech sound like a 1980s stay-at-home mom commercial.
Okay.
And it was, I couldn't watch it. I watched 8 minutes and I was done. I was like, Jesus. Do you know when the last time a male gave the rebuttal was in 2008, I believe?
Okay.
2008 or 2012. Okay. It was one of those. Because even the Republicans, and here's my big bitch, besides her tone and the fact that she was reading the entire thing and she must not have done well in drama, was that she overemphasized a lot of things. That the content was okay. It wasn't great. They're not supposed to be great. They never are. Yeah. Because I've never watched a rebuttal that was made me just want to stand up and fucking clap in my living room, right? I just never have. Why did I say it that way? No. That sounded like angry.
You are angry.
Well, because the Republicans can't fucking figure it out. Well, let's put a woman. Let's pander. They're pandering to the virtue signaling, and nobody knows it. And the Republicans are fucking doing it. When we're bitching against the virtue signaling, then they do the exact thing that they bitch against.
Okay. I did not take it any way like that.
Right.
I do agree that she was quote unquote overcoached.
Oh yeah.
But there was times, and maybe you should have stayed in a little bit longer.
I couldn't.
But hear me out. Because there was a moment she got passionate. Her nostrils
cried.
And her nostrils were flaring and she teared up. You know, so that's the passion I've always wanted to see from from the conservatives. I've always wanted to see that. Now, you're right. They picked the woman, an attractive woman.
And they picked a young woman because they're trying to say that we're a younger party.
Yeah.
So that and trying to get that younger vote.
Those signals I caught. You know,
I catch those, okay? You
know? Yeah, and that's obvious, and it needs to happen.
Attractive, female.
Right.
Kitchen setting was a bad idea.
I don't deny that. Now that you pointed out that was a horrible idea, but at least it was real-ish. I said real-ish.
Yeah.
It didn't look like a set and all the time. You know,
for our listeners to know, we started to talk about this prior to us. We were just bullshitting. And as soon as I realized I was the minority, I said, all right, let's stop. Let's not talk about this at all because this will be great fodder. I want to hear what you thought as a female. And the reason being is that Republicans are doing exceptionally well with the men 18 to 34.
They're doing well with females 45 to 60 or something like that.
I'm glad you put it out because it's almost like we planned this. I swear to God we didn't. And what is happening is, and this has always been, women will come out of college.
Yeah.
Young.
Liberal.
And liberal.
Right.
Once they hit about 30, when their career is kind of solidified.
Or when they start having kids.
Or when they start having a family and getting married. Yep. Once they hit that, for some reason.
Because they want their kid to be protected.
They start to veer off towards the right. Not all of them.
Right, not always. But
they'll veer towards the right.
Majority of them.
Well, it's about a 30-70, actually. Only about 30% will go over. But I want to hear your thoughts on it, being a female, hearing and seeing it the way you did, because I know we didn't agree on this.
So I knew, obviously, that she was, you know, reading it, but it didn't feel to me like she was reading it. It felt like this was actually her thoughts.
I have no doubt it was her thoughts. I truly believe it was her
opinions. Yes, there's, you know, coaching and stuff in there. I also felt that... Hey, she's well spoken and she can carry on a conversation.
You got, and I'm not bagging. I want to be clear on that, but you got that she could carry a conversation.
I did.
And see,
I
got the exact opposite that she couldn't because she was, listen, I'm not a perfect guy. We all know that. But when I've given talks or when I've given speeches, I know what's there because I wrote it.
Right.
I have a good idea and then I hit my bullet points. But when I've given, and in the few times I've had to give a verbatim speech,
right,
and I didn't want to miss the points, you've still got to do it in a way that makes your audience feel comfortable.
It needs to sound natural.
And it didn't sound natural to me, and it made me very uncomfortable.
Well, I guess I was comparing in my head what this speech would have come like, how it would have been presented if it had come from Kamala. who I had just watched.
Okay.
Sitting behind the president, and she did not look like she was a natural person. She looked like she had
Camelot. And oddly enough, that made sense to me.
Because I thought you were talking about.
I thought you were talking about Camelot, like the medieval, okay. Right? But when you said it that way, it made sense to me, because when you listen to, for instance, King Arthur, he gave a very dramatic paused speech, and that kind of sort of made sense to me. But you're right. Okay, going from Camilla.
So just having watched her, and the entire time that she, because, you know, you're seeing her the whole time on screen, she did not move like she was a person. She seemed like she was a robot. She didn't turn her head. She didn't tilt. She didn't.
It was almost like
stick
she was
straight. She had a rod down her head.
Yeah.
And couldn't move.
For. Stick up the ass?
Well, yes. Okay,
yeah, okay. But
and like, that in the middle.
When you're doing acting, they call it blocking.
Yeah.
And that she was told that this is your block area. Do not move from it. Do not deviate. And she didn't.
Oh, my God.
Except to stand up.
It was like I was watching Star Trek, and this was...
So I saw a video, because again, I didn't watch it, but I watched clips, and every time she stood up, it looked like you said, like she had a stick up her ass, and all I could think was either she's got a butt plug in, or she's got one of them remote control vibrators.
And somebody else has got the remote.
Yeah. They're trying to see how far they can
exactly
push her,
because
she
like.
Jumped a couple of times, like, oh shit, I got to stand up, right?
That, I was going to bring that up, and you kind of took my thunder. No. I was going to say, It's like somebody mistook her vibrator for a taser.
Right.
Boom. And she stood up.
Something got a hold on me. What a decapacitated that thing.
So as I guess they were trying to reach the women with this. And I felt like it was achieved. Like it spoke to me. I'm like, I'm ready to move to Alabama.
Let's not go too far here. Okay.
We've looked at real property down there.
Well, and especially after they had just talked about the whole Alabama Supreme Court ruling and had the lady there that couldn't have kids and blah, 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 blah. It was
the IVF.
Yeah.
The IVF thing. I'm like, interesting that we have.
Maybe it's probably the cynicism that comes to me that I look at the optics of things probably deeper than I should.
And that was it. I took it at face value.
And I didn't.
Well, and I'm just going to call you out because you only stuck in for 8 minutes.
I come.
I understand. Okay, fine. But to have that deep of a critique of it and you didn't watch the whole thing is not fair.
Okay. I agree with that.
I'm not trying to cause anything, but because we stuck through the whole thing. Now, to be fair to you, in that first 10 minutes of the speech, I know I went to Karen and it's like, you know, she needs to do this. It needs to change real
right,
quickly.
We need some more passion.
I need more passion.
Somebody needs to put a burn in her ass.
Yeah.
Well, and later on, I'm telling you.
It could have been a speech that was given at church.
Because going, you're right, in that first 10 minutes, it was kind of flat. It was definitely pre-produced.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But after that 10 minutes, when she got more into this, her rhythm, I guess it was the best way to put it. She got more passionate and she said some stuff that made sense. Now, I've heard a lot of other pundits and Republicans and conservatives talk shit about that speech. I don't think they did what you did and didn't listen to the whole fucking thing.
Was it great?
No, it wasn't.
I guess where the Republican Party or conservatives, whatever it is, where they fail time and time again is they don't come out and grab hold of you.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, the Democrats, man, they've got it. As soon as something opens, they start it pretty spicy. Now, they don't start it too spicy because you don't want to stay at that level too long. But look, even Biden came out and he can't. Wow, I'm complimenting Biden. Not really.
I'm with you. He came out spicy.
Fiery. Yeah. He came out, you know, and he, okay.
Once
I'm
he finally got to the podium.
After 12 minutes of taking selfies with people.
Shaking everybody's fucking hand.
Like, I think he shook somebody's hand like 4 different times.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, bro. And I don't fault him for that because you're walking down a gauntlet. You don't know who you're talking to. You know.
Like, show some class,
yeah,
people.
They need to do entrance music and entrances like the WWE.
So I'm glad you brought that up. If they did a walk-in song, what would Biden's be?
Something, I'm so stupid, or, you know, here comes Johnny with his pecker in his hand.
He's a one ball man, he's off to the rodeo.
Something like that.
I was thinking about that. I was like, if Biden did a walk-in song, what would it be?
American Dumbass.
Yeah. I was thinking it's definitely.
No, that's what you would want it to be. Oh, realistically, would he choose?
I don't know.
He'd probably have to be like, "Don't worry, be happy," or something. That's all I could come up with, because there isn't one that says I'm fucking retarded. Let's get retarded in here might have been okay, but that just means he's contagious.
Everything's gonna be all right.
Why not? They've been lying to us about everything else. Let's just keep the facade up, right?
Well, and it would speed up the entrance.
Oh, no shit, man. Oh, the end of the song is coming. We got to get you up there, buddy.
Well, then that way you can come running down the
aisle. Right?
He's not going to run. No. Let's face that. But he can come down the aisle and just high-five everybody instead of shaking
That would have been great. High fives. To the top. I honestly,
fist bumps, whatever. Yeah, you know?
I honestly thought after him being almost 35 minutes late to get started.
Right?
I thought they would have cut the speech down. It lasted 67 minutes.
It did. It lasted,
which is an eternity.
For a guy that age,
right?
Oh, for me,
I was surprised that he was standing the whole time. I'm like, well, get this man a chair. He's gonna fall over.
I gotta tell you, I don't know what they're giving him B12. I don't know if they're giving him.
They gave him a banana bag before he went out.
I don't know if he's got meth. If he's like, all right, sir, we're getting ready to walk in. Take this bump. Bump. That's a table. Shut up. Take it.
We got this from your son.
Yeah, that's what I figured. See, everybody blames Hunter for being a fucking addict. In reality, he's just supplying it to his dad, because he did. I'm telling you, the first about 15, 20 minutes, I was like, God, he's got the energy.
He's got some energy.
Yeah.
He keep this going. And in the 20, he started to go. And I was
for
like,
how late it was.
You're
going
to go down, you know. But man, by 35, I was like, oh, somebody needs to pull the plug. Somebody's got to be like, wrap it. Take all that other bullshit out and get him to the last page.
Right.
Just get him, you know.
Fast forward.
Yeah. It didn't happen. Frankly, I walked away from the overall state of the union unimpressed.
Yeah.
Still don't know what he thinks the state of the union really is. I know what we think it is. And he didn't convince me of anything.
No. He may not have lost any supporters, but he definitely didn't gain any supporters.
Listen, when you can make Congress people in the sacred house of Congress break out in a chant of 4 more years. Oh, did I mention the side that was chanting 4 more years is the side that constantly chastises the Republicans
right
for being disrespectful?
Yes.
But they break out in a 4 more years. Mm-hmm. I wished that I could have made it sound like no more years. Now, would they be talking about
so many
his presidency?
Tears.
Yeah. Would they be talking about his presidency or his life? Probably. So no more years would have been far better than the 7 4 more years.
I was annoyed about how many times they were standing ovations.
Oh.
You know, you can clap and you can cheer. You don't have to do standing ovations and pause this fucking guy.
Right. You're just dragging out the death.
Right.
Then the last thing I think that was... The thing that, to me, that stood out the most is all throughout the speech, you had Democrats screaming shit out on the floor. You had Republicans who distastefully screamed liar. I thought it was horseshit when they did it to Obama. I thought it was horseshit when they did it to Trump. And I think it's horseshit that they're screaming out liar in the Senate or on the floor. Everybody knows it, okay?
Right.
He's a politician.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror when you scream liar next time. Because you all do it. That's all you fucking do.
Careful where you're throwing those stones, yeah.
But let's not do it. I don't like Joe Biden. I just pulled a Joe Biden. I don't like him.
Take two.
But he's the president.
Right. No. And show some class.
I respect the office.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, when
that's
when,
where I respect what Johnson was doing. Yeah. He was rolling his eyes and shaking his head a lot. And that was humorous.
It was, but actually, probably.
But it was at poignant times. And he didn't interrupt
the should have ripped up the speech after.
Well, that's something when Nancy Pelosi did that to Trump. Everybody was like, hey, you know.
Right? That showed no class.
I'll bet if he did it, though, they'd try and charge him criminally with it.
Exactly.
I'm glad he didn't, because when Nancy did it, it was tacky.
It was.
We had a Gold Star parent who was present.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they were the guests. Don't quote me, but I think it was Matt Gaetz's guest.
No, it was another senator.
Was it another senator?
From Florida, yeah.
So a Gold Star parent whose son died in the botched withdrawal of Afghanistan.
Yes.
He stood up and he yelled, Abbey Gate, which is where the bombing took place, and then yelled something about United States Marines.
Right.
That was all he yelled. Got Biden's attention. Biden addresses it very quickly and just foolishly, God bless or whatever he said. I don't know. He mumbled something out. And then we find out an hour later that this man had been arrested, charged, booked into D.C. jail, and then released on bond. Meanwhile, and he had an outburst. I wouldn't even say it was a disruption. Yeah. Absolutely. Your son had been killed because of this president's actions.
Well, and then he's talking, not talking shit about the armed forces, but he was just being laissez-faire about some of the shit that was going on. And that fired that dude off.
It did.
You know, I would be pissed too because you basically got my kid killed.
Exactly. But then the president's motorcade is delayed because of pro-Hamas protesters. Delayed. They block, and they did it intentionally. Nobody gets arrested. Nobody, can you please move? We have to get over there. Yeah. We have a meeting. We just need you to get out of the way. And they did.
But they should have been detained.
Nobody's detained. Nobody's arrested for interfering with traffic flow. None of that. But this man stands up, and he is arrested and charged. And if this president has a fucking lick of sense left in him, he would call them and tell them, you better drop it right the fuck now.
He hasn't even talked to the parents of Lake and Riley.
Nope. Has not.
Which you can pull it up. Trump's already been there and give
Trump
hugs.
Trump went to their house.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He went to their house and was given hugs and, support. And to be fair to that situation, yes, it is a photo op.
Sure, opportunity. It is
a great thing to do for, but our president.
It's leadership.
Exactly.
It's leadership.
Our president should have done that first.
He should. Listen, I get that in order for a president to travel, it has to be planned 3 days or more in advance. I get that.
Well, you made a phone call, though.
You could have picked up the fucking phone. Fuck, Nixon allegedly talked to some clown on the moon, but he had shit to do that day.
Right.
You can pick up the fucking phone and call somebody's family who was murdered because of your
policies
of unlocking the border and allowing freaking illegals to roll through. We don't have a country because a country is defined by having borders.
Yeah.
So piss off, Biden. The border's never been safer. No, because it's never been more dangerous.
Yeah.
Biden plays that kindergarten game of opposite day.
He does. The whole party does, but he's really good.
Yeah, that's true.
I did actually video it, and I'm looking at some of the footage right now.
You videoed the whole thing?
I did. Yeah. I did.
I'm sorry.
We wanted to have proof that we watched it. No, I'm kidding.
Fair.
It's sad how many times he thought he was being funny.
Oh, God, yeah.
He thinks he's being funny, and he's waiting for somebody to laugh, and nobody's laughing.
Well, the one that was humorous was when he's like, well, if you don't want the money in your district, just let me know.
Yeah, right.
You know, that was kind of humorous.
He did have a couple of good comebacks. That one I thought was, I was like, touche, motherfucker. Touche. You know, okay. But I think it was, I don't remember. I don't want to give credit where it's, a podcast was talking about how they went through and did check marks on how many times he'd fuck up a word or how many times he'd slur past something or, and if I remember correctly, it was like 113 times that they got that were blatant in 60 some minutes.
Yeah.
Like Trump misused Pelosi for
Haley. I thought that was purposely done.
Maybe, but that was 3 fucking days in the news cycle.
It was. You're right.
3 days in the news cycle because he uses one name over another. But this motherfucker couldn't say shit with a mouthful.
He couldn't say Lake and Riley.
Lincoln. Wrong head injury. I shouldn't joke about it. Lakin was hit with a rock. It's not fair. I just don't get. Where's the outrage from the Republicans?
Yeah,
no.
I get we want to be the better party. I get they want to be high class or whatever, but you're going to be arrested and jailed if you don't get off your ass and do something now, because look what they're doing to the fucking former president. Look what they're doing to his aides, and everything that they're charging him with is things that the Democrats have done for years.
Oh, yeah. And are going to keep doing it.
The last time that a Democrat said the election was not stolen was 2008, 2012. And prior to that, they were screaming that the election was stolen before then.
Well, in 16, when Trump won, they said that the Republicans stole the the election.
But when the right does it, well, fucking Biden, the great uniter.
Everybody that says that it was rigged or it was a false election gets put in jail or
everybody's going to jail or getting charged for. You got a guy who just got sentenced to 8 months in prison over a meme.
Yeah.
A fucking meme.
Yeah.
Over Hillary Clinton.
Yet there was a female who did the same exact meme except changed it from Hillary to Trump. They didn't go after her.
No.
7 days after Biden gets...
Oh, Biden.
I like that. Oh, Biden. It's almost like MSNBS. I heard that one the other day.
That was a good one. Yeah.
But after Biden takes office, 7 days after he's inaugurated, they arrest this kid.
Yeah.
You're telling me this DOJ is not weaponized? But you know what they're afraid of?
Is Trump.
Trump will come after all of us. Well, right. Look what you're doing, clown.
You kind of set precedent. So why can't we?
And listen, the Democrats have every motivation right now to fight harder than they've ever fought before because of fear. Do I think Trump will do what Biden's done? I hope he does, but he won't. He won't.
Yeah.
But I really want him to.
That was one of my favorite things in the speeches, that the State of the Union speech was talking about how the people need to start paying their taxes. And I was like, well, what about your son?
Pay your fair share.
Your son hasn't paid fucking taxes.
And that the Republicans don't want people to pay their fair share.
Yeah, that's what it was. There was a $2 trillion or a $2 billion, whatever it was.
Here's the
tax cut for the rich.
It was not. It was tax cuts for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, there's this part of me that if Trump wins again, that I do want him to do unto others as there's been done unto him.
I don't.
But I really don't. I want him to come in and say, we experienced a shitty time, and if we do to them what they did to us,
we're
not just lowering ourselves, we are damaging the republic as we know it.
Exactly.
And we'll never be able to fix it again. So instead of coming back in and saying, we're going to start hammering this, we're going to investigate a few things. And those that need to be held accountable will be, but we're not going to do this bullshit where we go after the elected president, former president, and just bash him. It's clear the only thing they're trying to do is destroy him and take all of his money. That's all they're trying to do. And if the Republicans do that, then this republic that we know is gone. It's gone.
Yeah, I'm with you. Going after the opponents is a bad idea because that's going to play into everything they've been saying all these years. So it's better for us to threaten it.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely threaten it. But
scare the shit out of them, but don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
And then at the end of it, we can come back and say,
putting the fear of God in your kids.
Then we can come back and say, listen, look at all this shit you did to us. And instead of coming in and doing it back, we made laws that prevent you from doing it, even though there's already laws on the books. But we made more laws that say you can't do these things. And if you do, then you'll be held accountable. When I yell and scream and stomp my feet about the Republicans needing to stand up and be angry, I'm not talking about storming fucking beaches, right? I'm talking about educating yourselves and standing there and casting your votes and talking to people and getting involved and being, our biggest problem as the conservative movement is complacency. We are too busy thinking, well, we can't change how Washington's run. Yeah, you're right. We can't. Not with that attitude.
Right.
Not with that attitude.
Well, me and you have the same feeling about hearing that same phrase all the time. Well, that's the way we've always done it. That's worked for you so well. Let's keep doing that.
Yeah. What's the definition of insanity? Yeah. keep doing the same thing and expecting a different
we
result.
We need to start playing their game.
We do.
Exactly the way they play.
We got to learn about ballot harvest. As much as I despise mail-in ballots, we got to learn to do it.
Oh, yeah.
We have to learn how to vote properly.
I'll offer up my car
and
my time to drive you to the fucking polls. Yeah.
Whatever it takes. Whatever they're doing within the legal bounds, right. We've got to be willing to do. And right now, I don't know that that party's ready. You said something interesting just a few minutes ago, Karen, about the Republican Party becoming a younger party. And I think that's becoming more evident when you have last week Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, saying, I'm done.
I'm too old.
Yeah.
Motherfucker should have done that 15 years ago.
Oh, right? I agree.
But Mitch McConnell's down, and now we're looking at the potential, I can hope, Rand Paul as running as the Senate Majority Leader. That would be awesome, I think. Good. Though I don't know.
I like him.
I do, too. I really do.
He's common sense guy.
Kind of like his dad, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's weird because I didn't care for his dad
either
at the first moment. But now as we've gotten older, I went, fuck, he had it figured out.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, and what's his name from, was it Louisiana or Arkansas? I think it's Louisiana.
Was it?
He's the one that held up all those promotions.
I can see him.
Kennedy, wasn't
it? No, Tommy Tuberville's the one that held up the promotions.
Okay. Maybe it's not the right
Tommy guy. Tommy Tuberville. You're talking about the white-haired guy.
Yeah.
Who's always motherfucking somebody and make him feel good about
he curses.
Yeah, he does.
You know who I'm talking about.
I do know exactly who you're talking about. It's going to drive me
nuts. I like him.
Now.
And at first I didn't. But now it's like, you know what? He's got some.
Yeah, Tommy Tuberville, if I'm not mistaken, he's the one that held up those promotions for a long time, like 9 or 10 months.
Yeah.
He just caved a few months ago, which is unfortunate. But that's the thing about D.C. is they always find a way.
Yeah,
to get you to bend the way they want you to bend,
or be a pebble in your shoe.
Exactly, sure. and it's unfortunate, but the only way it gets fixed is like the gentleman at the beginning of our show said. You know, everybody throwing a small pebble at their own little time just makes a bunch of ripples, but if everybody throws their pebble at the exact same spot at the exact same time, you're going to create a tidal wave. And until the Republicans and the conservative folks in this country wake up and realize that it's not going to get better unless you force it
right.
to get better.
Yeah.
We as a nation, you know, here's the part that scares everybody. January 6th, they call an insurrection without one weapon, not one gun. The only gun that ever got shown was the one that shot Ashley Babbitt. And that was on our side. So they showed up in D.C. and it went too far. But the founding fathers willed us.
That's yeah.
And
when January 6th popped off, that's kind of what it went through my head. Right. I was like, well, this the tipping point happened. We're taking the government. We're kicking the government out.
Right.
We're going to restart fresh. That's the way I took it at first. And then I saw all the bullshit that was happening. I was like, okay, I can't support that.
Right.
There's a better way to do it. Although. Right now, they're making it to all of Washington, D.C., right and left, are making it to the point where we have to go in with arms to get them the fuck out of there. They're so entrenched in the D.C. swamp that I don't know what other than making our voices heard, getting them out of there.
Right. You know,
right and left. I'm not just picking on one side or the other there.
They constantly keep saying that. Patriots is the MAGA people like to call themselves. They like to say they're patriots. And I don't disagree with them necessarily, though I think there are other patriots who aren't MAGA people.
Right.
Who aren't necessarily big Trump supporters.
Like ourselves.
Correct. I'm going to say this, and it's going to piss some people off. There's patriots in the left.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
There are patriots everywhere you go.
And being a patriot isn't a racist or a political party affiliation.
Correct.
You're just supporting our country.
A country and constitution.
Yeah.
And there's leftists that I don't agree with on everything, but they're constitutionalists.
Well, and I'm sick of the MAGA label being such a bad thing.
Exactly.
It's a great idea. Let's make our country great again. You know, stop making that such a thing.
Yeah, well, and the only time that MAGA,
another label, that's
right?
what I'm saying.
And that's that we as a country always have to put a title to something. I'm like you, tired of it. MAGA is associated with Trump. Well, even in the best circumstances, Trump wins, he's only got 4 years. Mm-hmm. Is MAGA going away after that? No.
I hope it doesn't.
I hope not either. But, we look at the Tea Party. That didn't last too long. You've got the Freedom Caucus in the Congress right now that consists of right around 20 Republican congressmen and women. Does that stick around? The way that somebody somewhere, probably not underground, has molded this system is made it such so that it will always be a two-party system.
And that's sad.
It's very sad because we could fix that, but it takes a whole lot of us to do so. And unfortunately, everybody has other things to do. And at some point along the way, if you don't stand up, when you don't like what's being done to you, you don't have a say.
Right.
You know, I heard from a couple of folks this week that said, well, you know, I'm afraid that I'll be singled out for my vote and that I'll be, you know, I'll be thrown in jail or something. They were being hyperbolic.
Well, yeah, they are being very hyperbolic, but I understand where the thinking comes
from. Sure.
Because they see what's happened to Donald Trump with them going after him for his thoughts.
For our thoughts.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and how many people from J6 have been arrested and charged and imprisoned for their thoughts? So I can understand why somebody would be afraid of making themselves out to be as a conservative, or anything.
I wonder. Yes, we drive down some weird roads sometimes.
I'm gonna switch tacks for a second here on the changing. How do we change things?
Take the first pair off and put the new pair on?
Well, we got to take the first pair off. What is the current age of retirement in the U.S.?
65 currently for Social Security.
Okay. So I just looked up.
Unless Nikki Haley wins, she wants to move it to 70. Okay. Oh, that's right. She quit.
Okay. I just looked up. I found a list of all of the current senators and representatives. Take a guess as to how many of them are over the age of retirement.
84.
How many are there?
What's the total?
Hang on. Well, you got 400 and change in Congress and then 100 in Senate.
I'm going to say 390.
So there's a total of 500.
Oh, 500. My bad.
Yeah, like a total of 530 so between the two chambers.
Okay, well, that's, yeah.
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 Okay. And you said a percentage of it?
No, just the quantity. How many of them are over the age of 65?
I'm going to say 350.
I'm going to go 4.
Not quite. You're on the high side, but I'm glad that it's not as many as you all are saying. There's 180 of them that are 66 and older.
180?
180.
This is another thing I think that pulls into that, though, is... Who do you see on TV all the time?
Right.
The old ones.
It's always them old motherfuckers.
But there's at least another 100 of them, if not more, that are over the age of 50.
Okay, so they'll be knocking on the door soon.
Right.
How many, does that have a complete breakdown?
Yeah.
How many of them are 25 to 35? Or what's that breakdown close to?
25 to 35.
Because Madison Cawthorn, I think, was 28, 27, 28.
And I've got, for some reason, I've got 4 of them here that have no ages. We have one person.
Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and two other fuckers.
Chuck Schumer.
We have one person that is under 30. And that's 27. It's a Democrat from Florida.
How disgusting is that? This is frightening to me. Because the reason that those kids don't want to run is because they don't think it can be fixed.
Right.
Why are all these old people still there? Because those young people don't want to try.
Exactly. We have 28 of them that are under 40.
Wow.
Holy shit.
That's not good.
So now take a guess at
That's
many.
That's not representative at all.
No. And that was part of my final thought I wanted to say about...
Katie Britt.
Katie Britt.
Is she? to me, she did represent someone that was still in touch with the average American. She hasn't been, she's not a lifetime politician.
Yeah, I think it's only her second term, right?
Exactly. No, I think it's
first. I think it was it first?
I think it's her first.
Okay, so what do you think is the longest term, the longest number of terms that anyone has?
No, that guy had to have been Mitch McConnell.
No, he's actually not that many.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he came in at like 40-something. The number of terms?
The,
well,
the longest number of terms.
In,
how many?
In Congress or Senate? Because a Senate term is 6 years.
Right.
And congressional terms are two. Right. Which is so horrible.
Right. So obviously, as a representative, you can serve a lot more terms than you can.
So think about this while you're looking that up real quick. Mm-hmm. You run for Congress. Brand new. Don't know shit. You win. Holy crap.
Yeah.
You have 1 year to go to D.C. and learn and figure it out. And you know what the second year spent doing?
Campaigning.
Fundraising and campaigning.
Mm-hmm. Same with the presidency.
Same thing with presidency.
And then you, well, yeah, but at least you get 4 years. The first year to learn.
Right. First 2 years.
And three, you're kind of getting stuff done. And then the fourth year, you're campaigning.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem with Congress.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry.
Now, I don't know what a U.S. delegate is. That's thrown in here, too. I've got a U.S. delegate. I don't know what that
I think that those is. Are for, like, Puerto Rico, Samoa Islands, places that aren't at, like, D.C., who aren't actual
states
or have representatives, but they have delegates that,
that makes sense.
Speak their rights in the American territories. There should be, like, eight of them, I think.
Okay. Possibly. I just there's one that has served 17 terms.
That's got to be Puerto Rico. I don't know.
So longest representatives, there are four of them that have served more than 20 terms.
In Congress?
In as a representative.
Congress.
Yeah. That's so the 2 years. So that's 40 years.
Fucking years that you were in.
They have been a politician longer than most people who are voting are alive.
So find one of them.
So I've got them all.
Okay, so look up one of them. I don't care which one. Look up one of their net worth when they first came into office and look up their net worth today and then tell me how they... I'm just... you don't have to do it.
Right.
But every single one of them started out as regular everyday Joes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then in Congress for 40 years and all of a sudden they're multimillionaires.
I just want to point out
that doesn't
one.
Get you fired up about term limits. I don't know what will.
Well, I want to point something out because there's a, I just looked it up the other day for AOC because it's the one person I can't stand. Anyway, she was basically a broke bartender when she got elected. So she takes a job that pays
$177,000.
About $175,000. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And her net worth now. Is $25 million.
Oh, I thought it was 2.5.
No, 25.
It's 25.
Yeah. Well, how'd that happen?
She is dating a white guy.
Well, I don't, whatever. I'm just talking about how crooked they are.
It's so crooked. So of those four, surprisingly, two of them are Republican, two are Democrats.
Say that again.
Those four that have served 20 years plus two.
Who are they?
We've got a Republican in Kentucky, Hal Rogers.
Okay.
Democrat in Maryland, Steny Hoyer.
Shocker.
Republican in New Jersey, Chris Smith. And Democrat in Ohio, Marcy Kaptur.
So Steny Hoyer was Nancy Pelosi's right-hand man for a long time. He was originally supposed to be the leader of the House when she took it. And there was a big coup that kind of came in, and Nancy swore to Steny, in essence, that you're going to step aside. I'm going to take the speakership and you will be my right hand.
Yeah.
And he acquiesced.
So
might be more power as the right hand.
You're not in the spotlight.
Right.
And he became her hatchet man.
Yeah.
So clearly it's easier for a representative to serve more terms than a senator. But here's the senator with the most terms. 8 terms.
It's got to be.
Times 6.
Jesus. I can't math.
That's 45?
Yeah.
So that's got to be Mitch McConnell. No, Mitch is...
It is actually not Mitch McConnell. It is Republican out of Iowa, Chuck Grassley.
Chuck Grassley, same thing.
He's 90 years old.
Yeah.
Think about your parents or people in your life that they're in their 70s and we're starting to think about taking away their keys to drive because they can't, because they're not all together, or taking over their finances because they aren't quite managing it all that well.
Own fucking Twitter or X, whatever.
I was going to say, you know, Chuck Norris is like 84 years old, right?
Yeah, but Chuck Norris is smart.
I'm just saying that this guy could be.
He could be. Maybe. And listen, maybe he is. I don't know.
If
from
you
Adam.
Watch Chuck, and I'm not, I want there to be term limits. I'm not making an excuse for this man, but if you watch that guy, he's got his shit together.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm not saying that
I'm not saying he's not wearing Depends.
Right.
Okay. But he's got his act together. Yeah, exactly. Here's most of these people that we put into, or that we don't put them into. Most of these people who are in their own power in D.C., leadership is what they're called, are all there by design. You think Nancy Pelosi really likes to do this at this point? At some point, you've got.
She gets off on it somehow.
It's power. Yeah. It's power. I have been in high ranking positions. High ranking. I've been the number one at the company.
Not that fun, huh?
It's all right. It sucks when shit hits the fan.
Right.
Right.
It sucks when shit hits the fan. But other than that, it's like, I just.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay. I liked the challenge. I liked the, but.
Right, but no.
I never experienced power drunk.
No.
No, I can say that about you.
Yeah.
I just.
Got a little cocky at one point.
I got cocky a couple of times. But I knew it. And there was times and places when it's warranted. But by and large, it's just like, it just means when shit fucks up, I get blamed. That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you get paid for that. You're compensated. My dad put it great, and my dad's not a man of many words. When I first got promoted to that big position, he said to me, because I called him one day, and I said, listen, I feel weird, like really weird. He said, what do you got? I said, well, I'm getting paid a shit ton of money, and I don't do shit. Like, I'm not doing much. He said, not yet.
Well, that's fair.
Not yet. I said, okay, well, I don't understand. He says, you have always been paid for what you do.
Right.
And you were paid according to your worth of what you did. I said, okay. He said, now, when you sit in that big chair, you're no longer paid for what you do. You're paid for what you know.
Yeah.
And I went, put my dad back on the fucking phone. Who are you? You're paid not for your.
Shit, I gotta check that number.
Yeah, you're paid not for what you do anymore. You're paid for what you know. And I went, I'll be damned.
Yeah,
that is probably one of three bits of advice that my dad gave me that have stuck. And these people in D.C., the problem is they're being paid for what they know, and they know too much.
Yeah.
But yet not enough. Like, if you've been, so Mitch McConnell's been in for 7 terms. You've been in Congress for 7 terms. You haven't had a regular job.
Ever.
42 fucking years.
Yeah. You haven't had a regular job since who was in office back then? And what was the wages that were being paid back
it's
then?
It's got to be what? Nixon?
42 years? Well, I mean, yeah. 84. So.
No, 40.
So it'd be Reagan.
42 would be Reagan. Fuck. I'm old.
Right. The cost of living was nothing. Gas was.
Yeah, you could buy a house for 65 grand exactly. Back then.
A grid house.
A big old house.
Yeah. Starting wage was 350.
3 1/4. It was only 4 1/4 when we started working.
I was going to say it was like 2 something when I first started.
So my point is they are so out of touch with where we are as trying to survive in the United States right now that they should not even be in charge of anything.
Madison Cawthorn.
Go do your grocery shopping and then get back to me.
Madison Cawthorn was a mover when he was elected, and he did a lot of great things. And then all of a sudden there was a scandal that broke, and he was allegedly a gigolo of types. And the scandal broke because he brought up cocaine rage-filled orgy parties that some in the Republican Party took part in. He said it tongue-in-cheek, but he hit a nerve. And so they primaried him and he lost. If you don't belly up to the bar in D.C., they will get rid of you.
Yeah.
And as long as we have people like Thomas Massey from Kentucky, Rand Paul from Kentucky, Kentucky, right? Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
And you get other people. Wait a minute. If McConnell's from Kentucky. Well, Rand Paul's a congressman. That's right.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. You can't have two, both senators from Kentucky, McConnell and Rand Paul. But when you have people like that, when you get people like, you know, Boebert started out that way, but she's kind of seemed to fall in line a little more. She's not making noise. But you get the likes of Matt Gaetz, and you get some people in there who have some mental fortitude. We have the potential to change the world. You look at our founding fathers. Benjamin Franklin was like in his 60s. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's not saying much, but John Adams.
Yeah, they were younger.
He was like, most of these guys were 21, 22. One of them was 19. These people had the fortitude to stand up to the king and say, no more. And yeah, there's some bloodshed over it. But if we can stand up to our politicos here and say no more,
right,
there will be proverbial bloodshed. It won't be real blood, but there'll be blood in the water, so to speak. And the heads may roll. And, you know, we may have to peel back some layers of this onion and we may have to cry a little bit because some of the things that I think people are going to see, people will not be prepared for.
Right.
Yep.
You know, do I believe that they're worshiping Moloch and going to some weird island and sacrificing kids? I don't think they're sacrificing kids. That other part, I don't know. It's possible.
Right.
But, you know, people have got to wake up. You know, I know I always seem like I'm the negative one, but I do believe there's hope. I do believe that we have the potential, and it's very possible for us to facilitate the change that's necessary. And this problem's been ongoing for 200 years. If you think money influencing politics is a new thing,
right,
you're a fool. So we got to figure out a way to stand up and say, okay, we're gonna have to eat this shit sandwich one bite at a time.
Yeah, too.
And you know,
it's not gonna be fun.
Fuck,
it's not
no.
gonna be easy, but it needs to be done.
You know, it's like punishing your kids. You love them to death.
Yeah,
but when
every
they
time
screw
I
up,
punish them. I
you feel guilty for it.
Yeah,
but they learn from it.
That's true.
And if these politicians keep getting it their way, they're never gonna learn. So. What a depressing fucking State of the Union that was.
It was. Well, and it was humorous to me that it was just on repeat.
It really was. Like, when you sent me that video, I was like, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
That's why it sounded familiar, because he just cherry-picked a bunch of buzzwords and plopped them into a new speech. I'd fire the speechwriter.
Hey, this one worked, and he's read it enough times he may not forget it.
That's possible.
It's Biden. He forgot everything.
There's some of it's got to stick in there
some
somewhere.
Some of it might be muscle memory, and he just tossed it out. The speechwriter's going, I didn't put it in there. I swear to God, I did. I don't look. That's not what's on the script. I don't know why he put it in there. Fuck. You know, I keep thinking he's going to fall one day and smack his head, and his face is going to pop open, and they're going to see this fucking alien in there driving his head like in Men in Black. I just keep hoping that that's what's going to happen.
Shapeshifter.
I'm sorry it had to be a shitty show, but we had to tell y'all what the State of the Union is. The State of the Union sucks.
We almost made it a drinking game.
Yeah, no doubt.
Almost.
Make sure you head over to patreon.podbean.com/unrestrained. Support the work we do. We can't do it without, we can do it without you. But if you weren't listening, then we'd just be doing it for ourselves, so.
It's really, that's what we're doing anyway.
Patreon.podbean.com/unrestrained. Become a member for members only. Exclusive content. Make sure to like the show on all your platforms or whatever they're called.
You're hit, streaming.
Hit the like button and leave a comment. And head over to our socials. Just find us on the Unrefined Guys. You'll figure out which one's us. I think I got it all out of the way. Oh, hey, right. Ravencrest Tactical.
We have a promo code now.
If you head to Ravencrest Tactical and you can't find it on our page, which you're not looking if you can't find it, because Karen's done an amazing job at keeping our website up to date. She puts cool pictures up that aren't actually us. Thank you for that. We truly appreciate that. And so do our listeners. They're like, fuck, we don't see those ugly bastards. Head over to RavencrestTactical.com. Check out their exclusive 100% money-back guarantee, 100% warranty, 100% made in America. They make amazing pocket knives, and they're great work knives. They're just good all-around knives. You enter the code TUGS, T-U-G-S, at checkout for a exclusive Tuggers-only discount. Ravencrest Tactical is an amazing sponsor. They were our first, so they'll always be our most fondest.
Yes.
Okay, I got all that out in 38 seconds.
Nice, bro, nice.
38 seconds. I didn't stumble through it this time.
I let you just get go.
I just didn't think about it and just said it. I almost forgot Ravencrest Tactical, though. Make sure to tune in Wednesday. Midweek Tug should be spicy.
Yeah.
Especially if we go the direction we were talking.
Okay.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah.
Till next time, I'm Tommy.
I'm Bear.
We are the Unrefined Guys. Have a great week.